the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
For a full 24 hours, people were hopeful that Timothy Pitson, an Illinois boy who went missing at age 6 in 2011, had been found last Wednesday in Kentucky. But that hope was crushed yesterday after the FBI, after the FBI announced that the teenage boy who claimed to be Pitson was not actually him. In fact, he wasn't a teenager at all. He was a 23-year-old ex-convict named Brian Michael Reaney. It was a hoax. And an FBI spokesperson said that the DNA results have been returned, indicating that the person in question is not Timothy Pitson. They have no idea still why this guy pretended to be this missing child, and police haven't announced yet if there will be any charges against him. Lying about felony offenses to the police can result in felony charges, and he appears to have a history of criminal behavior, including charges for burglary, vandalism, using bad checks, and giving fraudulent information to the police. He has been released from an Ohio jail for the burglary, and that's where he was found, right when he made that claim about being Timothy Pitson. Now Timothy Pitson's father, James, is talking about the devastating setback on his own son's case.
I get a description of what he may look like at this time out. He's probably about 145, 150 pounds, between 5'10 and 6'3. He's alive somewhere. I know he is. He's probably in the middle of nowhere, being homeschooled someplace, you know, just away from the media and TVs and new technology.
Cardi B has hinted at a possible collaboration with Marshmello in a recent Instagram story. The story features her tapping her nails against a table while she ponders why the Marshmello Man sent her some delicious cupcakes. She hinted that it could be a hit record he's fishing for. Earlier this year, the Mass producer tweeted it would be a dream to collaborate with Cardi B.
That would probably be a really dope track. I mean, anything Marshmello does collaboration-wise,
I feel
like it's just a really good song.
Philbin is reportedly in bad shape despite seeming very happy in a farewell video to Kathy Lee Gifford. Philbin could not attend Gifford's going away party last Friday as she left the Today Show, but he did send a video wishing her well, saying, "Kathy Lee, the best part of my TV life was with the 15 years I spent with you from 1985 to 2000. We stayed friends through the entire game and it was a lot of fun." A source said that the video was edited with voiceover and B-roll shots and that he's actually doing much worse than people realize and that his health is deteriorating.
What a bummer. I hope that's not true, but I mean, that's usually how it happens. You see these people all the time on TV, and then when their health starts to fail, like, they're just disappearing.
I'm so emotional about Kathy Lee leaving. I'm so emotional about that. I'm emotional that Ree just said it was the best of his career working with her. Oh,
poor
Chuck,
do me
so
a favor.
Sad.
No more stories for her with this stuff, because I can't handle the tears.
Avengers Endgame star Paul Rudd talked about his theory on a way to avoid using the bathroom during his new movie, since it's over 3 hours long.
Well, not having seen the film, I would say get one of those giant tubs of popcorn.
Yeah.
And then just like lower it under the seat.
Make the most of it.
In the middle of the movie, and then you don't have to get up.
That's actually a pretty genius idea.
I cannot believe that movie's over 3 hours long. There's no freaking way I'd ever go see a movie that long. The only movie I will ever see that long is Titanic. That's the only one I'm ever willing to watch. That's
insane. Spoiler alert, they hit an iceberg. There you go. Saved you 3 hours.
In less than an hour coming up in the garbage, we now know how Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman pleaded in their college admission scandals.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.